Our next item is conditional use number 1972, Tidewater Environmental Services Incorporated. Discussion.
Gentlemen, I'm not going to participate in the discussion, so excuse myself from this particular item.
Just make sure you don't put that on your time card.
I'll make sure this is done.
Okay, gentlemen, Mr. Lank, do we want to start us off, or do we wish to have a hear from the applicant, or?
Do you want to introduce Shane's comments so we have it in the record?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, Shane, pardon me.
But it might resolve it just by reading it.
This was a conditional use for a regional wastewater treatment and disposal facility. It was approved by the council December 8th of 2009. The commission has granted 2 1-year time extensions, and the application also received a time extension under ordinance 2208 that the council adopted on August 9th of last year. Since early 2009, the applicants have been moving forward to obtain the necessary permits for construction. Their approvals have been subject of numerous appeals, and to my knowledge, a decision is still pending with the Supreme Court. The commission did grant final site plan approval May 26th of last year. And because of the lengthy approval process, the ongoing litigation, and money spent to date, the applicants were requesting that the conditional use be extended until January 1 of 2014. I didn't put in my notes. There have been other instances where the clock doesn't start until all litigation has been resolved. So that's basically what the question is. Where does the commission start their 2 years once the litigation is resolved?
Well, that makes a reasonable amount of sense to me. I have some familiarity with some of the litigation surrounding this thing, and it's been pretty long, drawn out, convoluted. I don't think it's hardly fair that they would have to eat up their time, be eaten up by having to defend themselves against appeals and suits and countersuits and all that. I think when the litigation's done, the clock should start.
It's been done on several applications.
Yeah, it's not a precedent. We've done this before.
Yes, the precedent's already been established. It makes more sense, common sense, I guess, not court sense, that you do just subject to the clock starts when litigation is settled, case is closed, and you can clock starts. Where if it might be an error by granting a time extension, because we've already granted time extensions. And really, were we necessary that we grant time extensions back when we did, because it was in litigation then. So it makes more sense to start the clock when litigation is closed.
I would agree with that.
So, Mr. Chairman, it sounds more like we perhaps we would be saying instead of granting a 1-year extension would be in conformance with our previous actions with similar situations where we just say that the clock starts blank, like at the end of the litigation.
So that would be a 1-year extension after the court decision.
No. Then once the court is over, here's my interpretation of what we just discussed is that after the court proceedings are done, then the clock starts for the 2 years.
That's my understanding of what we're saying, and I think we're essentially righting a wrong. You know, I mean, so
because depending upon what the court says, they might have to revise their whole site plan and re-engineer it. So I think, you know, that takes time, and I'm in accordance with, they certainly have acted on in good faith to have this project move forward, and I'm sure they'd be happy to finish litigation so they could move forward. But
once again, Mr.
Johnson, council's trying to build ours.
I concur with your concurrence.
Could our motion be something along the lines of that this
application does not expire on this date, and after litigation is over, the applicant then makes a new request to us, and we consider, you know, the extension of it at that time. Because we don't know when this litigation will end and which way it will go.
Yeah, I think what we're suggesting is that the clock doesn't start until the litigation's done. So they'll have 2 years from that point. Then if they need an extension, they'll come back sometime in 2014 and ask for one.
You could end up in a situation where you have an application that's approved and the opposition would appeal that application and keep the application in courts until the time ran out. There would be no application.
Right.
So technically, because in court's an appeal process, so it really should start at the time the decision, final decision rendered. It's already been through courts in the Supreme Court, now it's already been through other courts.
Does it start? Did it get 2 years or the three?
Well,
It was approved under.
Approved on December 8th of 2009 by council, right?
Mm-hmm.
There, let me see.
December 8th, 2009.
Yeah, okay. And that the ordinance that was amended from the 1 year with two time extension to 3 years was the date of that, you remember?
I don't have my ordinance with me.
I'll look it up real quick.
I think it would be for whatever time period was in force at the time that it was passed. Is it 2 years? Maybe it's 3 years. I just think that it at least violates my street corner sense of justice to have a situation where someone could simply keep a project tied up long enough so that it expired, rather than really addressing the issues, just using it as a tactic.
Yeah.
You know. So that's.
But the ordinance was revised from a 1 year with two time extensions to 3 years on June 2nd of 2009. And this was, council approved this application on December 8th of 2009, so then it would be for 3 years.
3 years, okay.
So if the courts just made a decision, then that final decision would be the start date, could be the start date of 3 years. To get substantial away, there isn't any time extension process anymore once that ordinance.
Correct. So you get your full 3 years and you don't have her done then, you're in trouble.
Now the applicant's attorney is here if you want to hear what they think.
Well, anybody really want to hear what he thinks? Well, he doesn't even want to tell us. All right, gentlemen, I'm ready to entertain a motion if somebody's got one.
I'm working on it, Mr. Chairman. Talk a little more.
All right, then. How about those Phillies?
They're terrible.
Okay. I had the distinct pleasure of being on the Coastal Zone Board when this hearing came up. We ruled, and were subsequently there was an appeal, and then subsequent to that, there was an appeal to the court system, and then subject to that, now we're in the Supreme Court.
In that part of the letter that the applicant supplied us, under that Coastal Zone Act, II, it impressed me that the applicant was making great strides to move forward because they were having conversations with DENREC in December. They had got comments back in February. There were revisions in March, more comments back in April, more revisions in May, and that showed me a 4 or 5 month period where there was constant and consistent rapport between the agencies.
Having been there for the whole thing, I can assure you that there was plenty of effort being expended, mm-hmm. and also plenty of effort being expended to keep them from moving forward as well, but and that's why we have a system. It's, you know, a third party trier of fact needs to decide this for them, and until that's done, I don't think their meter should run. So, except of course council's meter, those meters are always running. The time meter I was referring to.
Well, Mr. Chairman, you've talked.
Are you ready? God, yes, sir. You're killing me. I'm dying.
I know. I'll let you make the motion if you like.
I can't make a motion.
Yeah, we can switch places for the motion.
Sorry.
I thought so. Mr. Chairman, since this conditional use has been involved in litigation and a decision is still pending with the state Supreme Court, and the past practice of the commission has been to consider the time period to begin when litigation is complete, I move that the time period for completion of this project begins when the litigation is complete. And furthermore, that given the recent ordinance for extension of the completion of projects, that the applicant will have 3 years from the time that litigation is completed to get their final approval.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to determine that conditional use number 1972 Tidewater Environmental Services Inc.'s application time shall not commence until all litigation has been completed, and in this instance that would be a period of 3 years from the time the litigation is completed. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.